At World Dairy Expo, I'm visiting with Bruce Van de Steeg. And Bruce, I know you work for Boehringer Ingelheim. Tell me a little bit about what you do, first of all.
So I'm a technical services veterinarian. I work mostly in the western part of the country, working with our sales reps and veterinarians and dairymen on issues related to anything dairy and specifically things that Boehringer Ingelheim can help them with.
Well, here at Dairy Expo, I think a theme that I see here very clearly is that prevention works. Let's talk about that concept, first of all, in terms of why that's important.
So we've come up with a model that we call prevention logic. And so what we're saying is that we want to be focused on preventing disease. We understand that disease happens. But when you look at, there's four levels. There's the healthy herd, which is where most animals live. Then you have like a subclinical area, subclinical disease, be that subclinical hypocalcemia, maybe, you know, underlying BVD, a PI animal, a disease that's kind of a subclinical mastitis. Then you get to the logic three, which is clinical disease. Those are animals that are sick. We're pulling them out into our hospital strings and dealing with them. Then you have prevention logic four, which is the animal that needs to be culled. She either has some sort of disease issue, she's not going to get better, or there's an animal welfare concern, and we need to take her out of the herd. And the idea is that no matter where we're at four, three, or two, we want to move those animals back to one. So we're going to try and keep them in one with preventive strategies. Then we're going to look at why they're in two or three or four, and we're going to try and solve those problems so that we can move those animals back out of those up into one. And then if we solve those issues, then we should be keeping them from going from one into two, three, or four.
So with that concept that you're going to take as an approach to managing your dairy operation, your animals, give us an example of a specific disease or problem that you see today that by doing some testing and making sure you're going to find what may be wrong, even if it's not visible, how's that going to work in terms of helping the bottom line of those animals be more productive and essentially making them for a more profitable operation?
We can take, say, milk fevers. A lot of people know what milk fever is. Cow's down, you know, she can't get up, she's recently calved. That's like the tip of the iceberg disease. You know, we're in three. We know if we don't treat that animal, so she'll be down, she won't be able to get back up, then she'll be in level four, and we're going to have to euthanize that animal. Or maybe we treat her and she gets better, but not really well enough to stay in the herd, and we end up selling that animal. So there's a loss there. Since that's the tip of the iceberg, then what you've got is you've got more animals living in logic two, which is subclinical. And we may recognize them, we may not. They might just be a little sight, you know, shaking just a little bit. They may not want to come up to the feed bunk really well. They may not clean up their uterus very effectively after they've calved. It might take them too long. Kind of a hidden thing, but just things aren't quite right with that animal. And you got most of the herd probably being one, where, hey, they calve normally, things are fine. So then we got to decide, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to find those animals? Milk fevers are easy to find. You can visually see them. See it, you take care of it. The subclinical ones are more difficult. So that's where you come in, and we've done some work like with Gary Etzel out of, you know, University of Wisconsin. And you can bleed 14 animals. They need to be right around that 12 to 18 hours after calving. And you check their blood levels for calcium. And if you've got three or more that are low, then you have a subclinical hypocalcemia issue, and we need to decide how we're going to deal with that. Then there's multiple ways. There's drenches and there's tubes. At Boehringer, we've come up with a unique product called Bovacalc. It's a sustained release calcium product that can rapidly raise blood levels of calcium and keep that going for 8 to 12 hours. Then repeat it, and we get that cow past 24 hours. Those cows are typically home free, and they're on their way. What we found is that if we do work with those cattle, with, amazingly enough, the higher producing cows will produce even more milk. And it's on the order of 6 to 8 pounds on the cows that are 105% of the herd or more. So there's a real milk production response because the animals are all have muscles. We typically have skeletal muscle, which milk fever can't get up. But we have a lot of smooth muscle in our body that controls our rumen, our abomasum, our intestines. And so if those aren't working, then these animals not mixing feed. It's not transporting feed through its body. It's not absorbing the nutrients. And we fix those issues, well, then that cow can really perform to her utmost. And that's where that subclinical cow costs us a lot of money. It's an efficiency piece. It's like shrink. Because she's not eating, because she's not performing well, then she can't produce milk. And if we don't produce milk early on, we don't reach the highest peak. If we don't reach the highest peak, we lose milk for the long run. So dealing with that subclinical hidden piece right there in that first 24 hours after she's calved will give us a benefit that will last for her whole lactation and, you know, prevent other diseases that go along with milk fevers.
We'll just leave it there. I think that that works. I've been visiting here with Bruce Vandesteeg, and we're at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.